This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday at the White House defended the exit from Afghanistan as the, quote, best decision for America, the day after the U.S. military withdrawal was being celebrated by the Taliban as a major victory. He spoke as the United Nations warns of a looming, quote, humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan, underscoring the challenges the victorious Taliban face as they transform from insurgent group to governing power. For America, Biden argued the only choice in Afghanistan was leaving or escalating. The president has been criticized for his handling of the withdrawal and frenzied airlift, which saw the United States and its allies fly more than 120,000 people fleeing the new Taliban regime out of Afghanistan, something Biden said was a, quote, extraordinary success. All eyes will now turn to how the Taliban handle their first few days with sole authority over the country, with a sharp focus on whether they will allow free departure for those wanting to leave, including some foreigners. The U.S. has said that under 200 of its citizens remained in the country, and Britain said the number of nationals inside was in the low hundreds. Thousands of Afghans who worked with the U.S.-backed government over the years and fear retribution also want to get out. Talks are ongoing as who will now run Kabul Airport, which German Chancellor Angela Merkel says is an important lifeline for aid. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned Tuesday of the challenges faced by Afghans as the Taliban builds their new regime. He expressed his, quote, grave concern at the deepening humanitarian and economic crisis in the country, adding that basic services threaten to collapse completely. This is VOA.